2.5 months have passed since Pakistan's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, tried to sack his country's most senior judge, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The judge refused to go, triggering a political crisis, which some observers believe could eventually topple the general. Matters got significantly worse for Musharraf 2 weeks ago when more than 40 people were killed in Karachi during clashes between pro- and anti-government supporters, which erupted after the judge arrived there for a rally. Today, the Chief Justice is making his first public appearance since that disastrous day. He's addressing a seminar in the capital, Islamabad. NPR's Philip Reeves is there, and he joins us now. Philip, can you describe the scene for us?
Yes, I'm standing outside the mansion of the suspended Chief Justice, just on the edge of Islamabad. And about a quarter of an hour ago, he came out of his mansion to begin his journey down towards the Supreme Court building where he's to attend the seminar. He's made a progress of about 20 yards so far. His vehicle is surrounded by hundreds of lawyers dressed in black, wearing black flags, chanting, clapping, and indeed on top of the vehicle, in what is now quite a familiar sight in this conflict, there are 20 or so lawyers actually sitting on the roof or on the mudguards. So it's quite a scene. It's going to take a long time for him to get down to the Supreme Court, even though it's not very far from here, just perhaps a mile.
What's the political significance of today's events?
Well, this comes after a scene 2 weeks ago in Karachi, in which a pro-government party launched a counter-demonstration when the Chief Justice went there to make an appearance. And as a result of the violence that ensued, over 45 people died. And I think what the message is today is that the supporters of the Chief Justice, lawyers, political parties, both secular and Islamic, are saying that they are still very much in this struggle to get the Chief Justice reinstated and to get democracy restored to Pakistan. It's a message that the game is still very much on after those events in Karachi.
How's Musharraf been responding to the crisis in recent days?
Well, he has the air of a man who is almost sort of in the thick of a political campaign. He's been appearing at rallies. He's been making speeches. He portrays himself as someone who is a victim of a conspiracy, and he accuses the supporters of the Chief Justice of politicizing this issue. The issue began, of course, when he suspended the Chief Justice on charges of misconduct, but the supporters of the judge and many Pakistanis believe that the real reason for that was because the people around Musharraf believed that the Chief Justice might obstruct Musharraf's attempts to get re-elected whilst remaining Chief of Army Staff.
Well, what are people saying about Musharraf's future? Do they think he can weather this storm?
Well, everyone agrees that he is in a very precarious position. People, however, differ as to the degree to which that is precarious. Some are convinced now in Pakistan, some commentators, that he is a man whose days are numbered in power and that he will go and probably sooner rather than later. But there are others who point to the fact that the opposition may be united on this.
We've got to go, Philip. We've run out of time. NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad.